USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee listened to a powerful plea for reform from the brother of George Floyd.
His life mattered.
Philonis Floyd tearfully told lawmakers that his family cries every day and asks why his brother had to die. He said lawmakers have the chance to do something right.
People of all backgrounds, genders, and races have come together to demand change. Honor them. Honor George.
He told the committee, it's 2020 and enough is enough. It was a big step announced by Police Chief Madaria Arredondo.
I am immediately withdrawing from the contract negotiations with the Minneapolis Police Federation.
He plans to introduce a new system that uses real-time data to pinpoint possible behavioral problems. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The former police officer that was charged with murdering George Floyd remains in custody, and a co-worker at the nightclub where Derek Chauvin and Floyd both worked says the two did not get along. Maya Santamaria, owner of the club which has since burnt down, described how Chauvin treated black patrons. She spoke on CBS.
Do you think Derek had a problem with black people?
I think he was afraid and intimidated.
By black folks?
Yeah.
Is it possible that Chauvin knew exactly who George Floyd was and that this was personal in some ways?
I would think it was personal.
With the big election just 5 months away, President Trump is resuming his campaign rallies starting next Friday.
We're going to be starting our rallies. The first one we believe will be probably, we're just starting to call up, will be in Oklahoma, in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Prosecutors and family members identified human remains found at an Idaho home where a man was arrested on Tuesday as two children who've been missing since September. The remains of Tylee Ryan, 17, and Joshua J.J. Vallo, 7, were identified after investigators with warrants searched the Rexburg, Idaho property of their stepfather, apocalyptic doomsday author Chad Daybell. Daybell was charged and is being held on $1 million bail with two counts of felony destruction and concealment of evidence. Daybell's wife, the children's mother, Lori Vallo, has been held on a $1 million bail since her arrest in March. She was charged with child abandonment and obstruction of justice. Vallo and Daybell were married in Kauai, Hawaii, on November 5th. They returned there on December 1st. Vallo moved to Idaho from Arizona a couple of months before police began searching for her children. Daybell's ex-wife, Tammy Daybell, was found dead in her home in mid-October. Also, Vallo's estranged husband was shot and killed in July during a fight with her brother in Arizona right before she moved. Details about the motive weren't available, but her brother wasn't charged in the case. He also died in December. According to witnesses, Daybell said that Vallo had no children. Listen to the news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.